Big Ralph from 103.7 live from the courthouse down here and Jasmine Phillips case. And I'm here talking with the attorney, Mr. Oakes Esquire, if I'm saying it right.
That's correct.
Okay. You fought a good fight.
You know, I'm thankful that we had the community support and we had the evidence to present to the court. The court was faced with a situation in which they had to look at the evidence and determine what Jasmine's desires were. Unfortunately, because Jasmine made her gift of her organs 10 years ago and it was still listed on her license, the court is to operate with the presumption that that is indeed the gift that she wanted to give. So today we had to present evidence from individuals who were able to speak on Jasmine's desires hours before she lost brain activity, in which was she had a fear that she would not get the same level of service if the hospital believed her organs were available for donation, and she wanted it clear she did not want her organs donated. So thankfully the court found that the witnesses that testified was credible and ruled accordingly.
What does this mean for the future of organ donors or organ donations?
Well, it's to make it clear, as far as for the organ donations, individuals who want to give a gift, they need to make sure that it's, one, if it's clear on their license, but if they do not, they need to take the steps needed to revoke that gift. So individuals could let family members know that they want to make a gift and it does not have to be listed on their license. So, but as is, this makes it clear for the Gift of Life Network that if an individual has revoked their gift and it is made clear, they need to respect that.
Okay. The family of Jasmine Phillips, they were very appreciative when the judge came down with his ruling. The courtroom erupted, and they were outside in the hallways singing church hymns and things of that nature. How did that affect you listening and looking towards the mother who was very visibly distraught?
It always feels good to be able to represent and be the mouthpiece for individuals who do not have a voice. And their voice was silenced when they were given information at a 7 p.m. on a Friday evening that unless they got a court order by noon on Saturday, their family members' organs would be taken. So I feel blessed that the family knew to reach out to me and to trust that I could pull this together, and we had help. Thankfully, Judge Pittman, he stepped in and said that, hey, if this gets submitted, I'll sign this. Thankfully, we had a judge here, Judge Hoops, who showed up for work today not knowing this was going to be on his docket. So thankful that the whole community stepped in. So to hear the family members in celebration, it makes me feel good because they know their voice was heard.
That's good. Well, thank you once again. And I appreciate everything you did for the Phillips family and you're doing for this community. Thank you very much.
Thank you.